And this morning, if you look at the sheets that you should have received when you come in, on the back of the sheets, as well as the notice about the Bible reading notes, which please look at that as well, there is the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question number 33. Now, just to remind folk and inform folk who may not know what all this is about, a catechism is a series of questions and answers that have been put together in order to teach churches and families and individuals the main truths of the Christian faith. And this Westminster Shorter Catechism was put together over 350 years ago by some of the world's, or some of Britain's and the world's in that time, leading theologians, men who knew the scriptures and knew God. And we come today to question 33, which picks up from what Matt has just been saying about justification. What is justification? What is justification? Well, let me just say before we answer the question as it is on the sheet, we need to know the meaning of this word justification for at least three very good reasons. First of all, it's something that the Bible teaches. It's a word that the Bible uses. And if we claim to know our Bibles well, we must understand this word justification. Please don't say to me, oh, it's a long word, it's not a word I use in everyday conversation, it's an old word, I can't really be bothered to learn what this word means. Please don't say that. Justification is a word in the Bible. Secondly, it is a word that means a great and wonderful blessing that should make us all rejoice. It's a great blessing to make us rejoice. And thirdly, it's a word that is not understood very well by far too many Christians, if we're honest. So, what does it mean? Because if we get it wrong, then we are building a house with a very dodgy foundation, and that house will fall down. Martin Luther said that justification by faith alone, through grace alone, it is the foundation of a standing or a falling church. A church will stand or fall depending upon how it understands justification. Now, let me give you a picture. Please try and see this picture in your mind's eye. We are in a law court. Do you know what a law court is, boys and girls? It's a place where people are tried in front of a judge to see if they've done something wrong, to see if they're guilty. And in this law court, there is a judge. And the judge is God. The judge is Almighty God. And those who are being examined and tried to see if they're guilty, those who are in what we call the dock, who are being questioned, are all of us. We're all there. And God the judge is about to pass sentence. That means he's about to say that we're all guilty. What are we guilty of? We're guilty of breaking God's law. We're guilty of sin. We're guilty of going against what God commands in what we do, in what we say, in what we think. That's how guilty we are. We're guilty through and through, aren't we? The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. Original sin, original guilt. We're guilty. But then something, this is the most wonderful thing, something wonderful then happens. Something absolutely breathtaking then happens. Something beautiful happens. God the judge, because of the love in his heart, because of the compassion and the pity and the mercy that he shows towards his people, he declares, as the judge, that all the sin and the guilt of his people is forgiven, is gone, is washed away, is removed. And they are all declared righteous. They're not going to hell anymore. They're going to heaven. They're not God's enemies anymore. They're God's friends. We are God's friends. We're not aliens, strangers, cast-offs. We're God's children. That'll come, of course, next week. And we ask the question, well, why? How has God done this? How can God forgive our sins? Does God just say, never mind, never mind, doesn't matter, I'm not going to punish any sin at all, I don't really want to punish sin, I'm just going to let you off? God can't do that. He can't do that at all. No. Because at that point, a voice speaks up from another part of the courtroom. There's somebody else in the court, you see. And he stands up and he says, I have come into the world to live and to die for these my people. I've come to live a life of perfect righteousness. And I've come to die in place of my people being punished for their sins. Who is that who speaks? It's Jesus. That's right, Matthew. It's Jesus who says that. And because Jesus says that and does that, God the Father says, God the Judge says, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. These people are forgiven. They're accepted. They're righteous. They're mine. And dear friends, this morning, this is to be received and believed by faith alone. By faith alone. Do you believe these things? Do you remember last week we said this at the end of the sermon? Believe the promises of God like a little child. When you give a child a gift, is the child too proud to receive it? Of course not. He or she says, thank you. Well, hopefully they say thank you. They take it. It's theirs. They want it. They keep it. Now, God's free gift is like that. He gives it to you freely. Will we freely receive it from God's hand? Let's turn to our sheets. Let me just read the answer to the question, and then we'll say it together a little later on. What is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace, in which he pardons all our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. What does this mean here? The righteousness of Christ imputed to us. It means this. It means that the righteousness of Jesus Christ in his life and in his death becomes ours. And God accepts us as if we were as righteous as Jesus Christ. He declares us to be as righteous as Jesus Christ. Isn't that absolutely amazing? Doesn't that make us want to praise God? How good is the God we adore? What a great gospel we believe in. Let's say the answer together. I'll read the question if we could join together in the answer. What is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace in which he pardons all our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone.